I've directed Superintendent Brown to order all police districts to give special attention to these parties. And this is how it's going to be. We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail.
Ladies and gentlemen, the talking heads of the mainstream media will not be reporting tonight. The time for their lies is over. For years, this government and the mainstream media have been in partnership, working hand in glove against the people. Now these liars and propagandists are busy promoting the next big lie, the Corona-Rona. As you watch in despair, as businesses shutter and bread lines explode, the world around you changes forever, and the control freaks push for more and more power. Have you noticed why everything around you seems in decline, one thing still grows? It is the power of your rulers who declared this emergency in the first place. Every action they have taken has not solved the problem, but instead made matters much, much worse. The only result has been their increased control over you at the cost of your freedom. Do you know why? You gave them the power. They called for your sacrifice by wearing a mask and social distancing from your neighbor, and you thought it was a good and noble thing. They said if you locked yourself in your house, this would all be over. You bought into it, hook, line, and sinker. You followed the Keebler Elf and Blinky as if they were your gods. They said if you did not follow their orders, you were selfish and uncaring, and they made you feel shamed. They denounced those businesses who opened as greedy and uncaring, and again, you agreed. It was not the virus that took your freedoms away. They, your government, the government that you trusted to secure your liberties, took them away. And yet, again, you agreed. I do not agree, and I am not alone. There is a remnant of people who still have the blood of freedom flowing through their minds. We can see through their facade to the inner core truth surrounded by the lies you so dutifully digest. We are those who do not wear masks. We do not social distance. We do not wear gloves. We know these are lies. We do treat others with kindness. We do shake hands and hug. We laugh and we cry. They, your government, and the mainstream media have turned your virtue into a weapon against you. All evil needs to win is the consent of good people believing this lie. Your government and their social media partners have begun the purge of dissenting voices across the World Wide Web. While a few have shouted from the rooftops, most of you remain silent. Your rulers know silence is in fact consent. You have consented to your rulers' every decree as if down on your knees. While most of you remain deaf, dumb, and blind, preferring to see no evil, hear no evil, or speak no evil, evil runs through your veins disguised as fear. Your fear has become so overwhelming, you shed no tears for the freedom your fathers died for over the past 200 years. Those of us who still cling to the ideas of liberty will never, ever remain silent, and we will never stop fighting for the rights of you all. We welcome all those who hold inside the flame of liberty burning inside, no matter how small. We can defeat the cold, dark fear with brush fires of freedom that can light up the darkness and expose their lies. The decision is yours. Live a life of fear and comfortable slavery under your political parasites, or choose an uncomfortable freedom that warms the men's souls. The choice is yours, and yours alone. It is always, and will always be. Yet your government says, you have no choice. Obey or be punished. Obey or die, they decry. What happened to our God-given free will? Who stole my right to decide? God gave each of you free will to choose right or wrong. There is no middle ground in this war between good and evil. The time has come for us all to choose between liberty and death of your freedom forever and ever. Good night.